Sunday, September 10th, 5:54 a.m. Okay, I've been up since about 1:45. I came out, I ate something, did my vitals, took my pills, and I came out here to paint. The dog is now saying it's time for a walk. Man, her clock is good. I mean, she's close because we're going to leave a quarter after six to go on our walk. That's when it's light enough for me to go out there and let her walk. And if she poops, I can see in the very dim light that to pick it up. but anyway, so I've been working on the big panel, Man, Controller of the Universe. And so I'm working. There's a basically, I don't know if I described it before, but there's basically a circle in the center of the painting, and I'm filling it in kind of like rough. I had it roughed out, and now I'm kind of like finalizing a lot of the stuff in there. Looks pretty good. So this time I'm, watch out, boy, she just bumps the painting left and right. I'm working on the right side of the circle, which is like an office cubicle scene with a bunch of Mickey Mouses at computer screens, okay? And that the chair, I'm going to put on the chair that it's the departmentofexperts.gov. Because, you know, is anybody really an expert in a bureaucracy? So, I mean, you know, you have people that shine, but you definitely have people that don't shine. So anyway, let me get to it here and get ready. I got about 15 minutes to get ready and get the dog going and stuff and deal with the stuff that I need to deal with. And she's looking at me like, come on, let's get going. So I was listening to some more Hoover Institution channel on the YouTube. And right now I'm listening to By Design, Behe, Lennox, and Meyer on the evidence for a creator. This was 7 months ago, and it's pretty interesting. They're talking about the problem with just plain evolution as a explanation for everything that's living here on Earth. So, yeah. You know, these people are experts in their fields. I guess math and some other stuff and what have you. Biology. And they talk about a lot of stuff that I really didn't understand before. And it's, you know, makes sense to me now that, things are more complicated than the experts would like us to believe, that the experts that are put up in front of us by the government, you know, or people with an agenda, basically, or bureaucracy. So, and that's, for me, that's always been kind of evident, you know, at work when I was becoming a construction splicer. There were people that had absolutes in how they decided to do things, but after a while you figure out, oh no, that's not absolutely the way it is. I can do it this way. So, and you find good reasons for doing it the way that you decided to do it, based upon your own experiences. And that's pretty much what happens in history. You know, people have to just basically deal with their own experiences. And that's the nice thing about our country, is that we should be able to have the right to pursue, which we do, to pursue our happiness. And but you gotta watch out for people that want to take that away from you because they know better, you know. And that's the problem with a lot of things, is that you have to deal with the human nature of things. And the way the communist Chinese do it, they're a totalitarian dictatorship where if they don't like something, they know they got to get the people to get on board with it, so they manufacture incidences that are untrue, and they put it out in the media so that everybody starts to believe, oh yeah, this is the way it is, and we should let the government do what they want to do and crack down on these people or this situation, and because that's all they know. Anyway, so I'm getting off on a weird tangent here. I gotta go for the walk. I gotta come back and water and brush the dog and let the chickens out. And also, we have now the bunny. So I give the bunny some treats when I let the chickens out. And then also water the backyard. And I'll try to come out here and paint some more because I'm really getting into this. So I'll talk to you later. 9:07 a.m. Okay, so I'm back here to start painting again. Pretty uneventful walk. Just ran into one person with another dog and was able to avoid them, staying on the other side of the street when nobody's dog got out of hand. Anyway, so I'm back here to paint. Everything else is done outside. I ate some lunch, I guess I could call it. And let's see. Oh, what time is it? Let's see. 1:47 looks like. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, still have YouTube on. I'm watching. What the heck is this? It's a channel called Perspective. A lot of artsy stuff, and this one's the Waldemar Challenges the Renaissance Origins. It's a compilation of all his Renaissance shows that he had. And that's pretty good. So, very informative. A lot of interesting things that you don't really hear about in regular school. Anyway, yeah. So, I guess let me sit down here and look at the painting a bit. Ooh, boy. I can't see nothing. Hold on. Let me turn off this light over here. There, that's better. Now I can see it. When I sit down, that is. Ooh, boy. Okay, so what did I work on today? I worked on the cubicle area. Then I wanted to change the right side of the circle, which is kind of like a sphere. I'm giving it kind of a feeling of a sphere. The right side had an orange color to it, to the edge of the circle, and I wanted to change it to red. So I did that too, and still working on it. I think it's going to take a couple more stabs, maybe at least one more stab at it to see what happens. So let's see, the Mickey Mouse cubicles. I did the cubicle area, the background area. I didn't do the Mickey Mouse's yet. Let that dry and then work on it some more. Let's see. The next one I can work on. Waiting for other stuff to dry that I started. I'm still thinking about the blank area over there on the. I guess I could work on that now. I was gonna quit, but. I'm looking at that arm. I wanted to put a brown shirt on it with a Nazi armband on it. Not that you can tell that it's a Nazi armband, but it'll be be one of those. Oh yeah, that's what that is, even though you don't see it. Anyway, I could do that, but I still haven't figured out the blank area that I obliterated. It's a negative space that needs to be filled in, and it's already a very interesting negative space, so that's going to help. Maybe I'll take a picture of that and post that for this recording. Anyway, so the right side, I have a lot of painting to do. So how much medium do I have left? If I have enough. Was getting ready to quit, but looking at that arm over there makes me want to work on it. Yeah. But like I said, that part that I obliterated, it's all black. It's a very interesting negative space. So it really deserves something that I want to throw in there. Remember, this is man in control of the universe. The way Diego Rivera looked at it, he looked at it as like man was controlling the universe. we had well, there's some things on in the images that he had that were challenges. For myself, yeah, we've done a lot of things, and we can do so much more, you know. It's the corruption of the people that are leading us that prevents us from doing things. You got a couple of billion people, several billion Chinese, run by a dictator, totalitarian dictator. If he just unleashed that, they could rule the world, you know, if they were allowed to. But nah, he's going to screw things up over there. And for us, we've got to, I think the leftists are the problem. That's my opinion, because well, and I'm not saying the Republicans are the answer either, but the leftists are definitely the ones that, you know, there's talk of just throwing away the Constitution. And what did I read? I read some headlines somewhere talking about how some major universities, law universities, are for throwing away the Constitution and probably drawing something up, something else up. But the problem with that is, you know, they have their agenda, and I wish I had the energy to do things, you know, because I keep on working. Because there's so much here, I keep looking at this painting, and there's so much I'd like to work on. I just kind of peter out though after doing some things, and it's not very much that I've done on it so far. But anyway, excuse me. But the Constitution, I think, has proven itself to be pretty reliable. You know, some people say, well, it's written by white racists that didn't include black people. Yeah, but the way they wrote it up, it included black people. Let's put it that way. You know, maybe their society didn't include the black people, but the way the Constitution was written up, black people are included. The slaves are included, along with any other race. And that's kind of the general idea behind my self-portrait at 70 painting. You know, it's just that to be an American is an idea. It's not your race, you know. So you can't say that that the Constitution will keep certain races down. It won't. You know, if anything, what will keep certain races down is our corrupt people, and like the KKK, which was started by the Democratic Party, and people that put in Jim Crow laws, which was the Democrat Party. You know. Anyway, but it enshrined all these freedoms that we need to exist and to pursue our happiness in this country. So, anyway, enough of my speaking. Let me call it a wrap for this post, and well, that'll be it. Okay, see ya.